Appendix B, Orders and Air Defense Appendix. This appendix presents the types of orders that SHORAD leaders at all echelons use in planning, preparing, and executing operations. SHORAD leaders must have a thorough understanding of the orders and appendices they will receive and issue. These orders allow leaders to organize their thoughts and convey them in a concise and informative manner to their subordinates. Warning order. Warn ords. Give subordinate units advance notice of a contemplated action or order which is to follow. The purpose is to initiate the troop leading procedures of subordinate units. Warn ords have no prescribed format. The amount of detail included in a warn ord is dependent on the time available, the means of communications available, and the information necessary for subordinate leaders. As more information becomes available, additional warn ords should be issued. Warn ords are normally brief oral or written orders. An example warn ord is depicted below. Warning order. Alpha Battery moves night of 5 through 6 August to Assembly Area Pinto, VIC Yankee Romeo 1016. Prepare to advance early 7 August to provide air defense for river crossing over Wart River. 1st Platoon, on order attached to Bravo Company, effective 05-1900 Zulu. Road movement plan and op ord to be issued at 05-1300 Zulu. The following is essential information required in a warn ord. Heading, warning order, stated so that addressee will recognize that orders follow. Addressees, to whom the warn ord pertains. Situation, a brief description of the enemy and friendly situation. Time and nature of the operation. The time that the mission begins and the mission or probable mission to be accomplished. Movement time, earliest time to move. Operation order, op ord, the time and place that the op ord will be issued and who must attend. Special instructions, any details of early coordination, rehearsals, special equipment requirements, attachments, environmental considerations, and any other information. Acknowledgement. If there is an acknowledgement statement, then an acknowledgement is required that the warn ord has been received and understood. Operation order. The Army's op ord format standardizes the content and organization of information essential to clarity and execution of the plan. Leaders at all levels must practice writing and presenting op ords. With a little practice, the time consumed writing and presenting the op ord will be significantly reduced. The 5-paragraph op ord tailored for a SHORAD unit should, as a minimum, contain the following information: situation, mission, execution, sustainment, command, and signal. Once developed, the commander should brief subordinate leaders and ensure that the supported commander is cognizant of the SHORAD plan. In briefing subordinate leaders, the commander begins by orienting all with maps or suitable graphics. Upon completion of the briefing, the commander conducts a back brief to confirm that the leaders understand the order. Refer to Appendix B in the print version of FM3-01.44 for an example air defense op ord. Fragmentary order. A fragmentary order is an abbreviated form of an op ord used to make changes in missions to units or to inform them of changes in the tactical situation. Like warn ords, these are usually brief oral or written messages. Mission orders are a form of a fragmentary order that provide experienced leaders with the essentials of an order, their mission, or a change to a previously issued mission. Fragmentary orders may be oral, written, or graphic. In all instances, they are brief. Refer to Appendix B in the print version of FM3-01.44 for an example of a fragmentary order. Air Defense Appendix. An appendix is an integral part of an order which deals with one aspect of an operation. Its purpose is to keep the basic text of an order short. Appendices allow the distribution of certain information to key players in the supported force. The Air Defense Appendix is a sub-element of the Fires Annex to an op ord. Many times, the senior SHORAD officer supporting a specific force will be required to draft the Air Defense Appendix to the supported force's op ord. Appendices may be issued simultaneously with the order or distributed separately. Unless there is a reason to the contrary, each copy of an order is issued complete with all annexes. Refer to Appendix B in the print version of FM3-01.44 for a sample air defense appendix.